Life is standing and delivering for God. That's what life is. Now, to know my calling, to know the touch that God has laid on my heart, it is no different from the touch that He's given you, or the touch He wishes to give you if you have not accepted Him as Lord and Savior of your life. God says, I'm looking for people who will stand in the gap. I'm looking for individuals who are more than ready and willing to give their life for the truth. Now, God doesn't ask me to die for Him. God commands me to live for Him. Jesus died for me as He died for you. And He says, I love you, but I want you to take my message. I want you to spread my truth, because I want you to let the world know that whosoever calls on my name will be saved. Amen. So therefore, if I do not call on the name of Jesus, the world though says, wait a minute, there's another way to heaven. No, there isn't. There's one name. That is Jesus. He's one Son serving one God. You're going to hear all about it. Because God says, I want you alive. I want you ready and willing, freely giving from your heart to stand for me. Do you realize the honor that is? An honor bestowed on each and every one of us. An honor so awesome. God knows my name. Hey, you think of that. God knows your name. God, but see, He doesn't need the videos. He doesn't need anything to remember you, because you began in the heart of God. You are because God commanded you to be. I've told you all that I was supposed to be an abortion. Well, it didn't work. Here I am. But who stopped it? Not man, I can assure you. God. I have a use for you. I want you to take my word and give it to whosoever will listen. I'm not commanded to make somebody get saved. You can't get anybody saved, folks. You don't have that authority. Salvation is of the Lord. But you are commanded to take the Lord's word to those people and say, thus saith the Lord thy God. Life is standing and delivering for God. Stand for God, deliver His word. What else I need to do, Lord? Stand for me, deliver my word. Well, Lord, I got a little roughneck Marine still in me. Do I need to slap them around a little? Stand for me, deliver my word. The Lord doesn't want to see me get whipped. Understand this. God's power is in His love. And the greatest power that you'll be able to recognize is His love for you. God loves you. If you were the only person that existed on planet Earth, Jesus would still go to the cross and die for you. Because God loves you. God delivered His only Son for our sins. Listen to Romans 8:32. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all. God delivered his son. God's the creator. Could he have stopped the crucifixion? Sure. But Jesus let everybody know, even standing there, hey, you're not taking my life from you. No man can take my life, said Jesus. I lay my life down for you. Could he have? But he didn't. You know why? Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, I'm a whosoever, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And God said, I'm growing my family. You are a part of the family of God, Christian. He who did not spare his own son but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him, with his son, also freely give us all things? But Lord, you don't understand. You know, I would preach your word if I hadn't been born in a hollowed out schoolhouse in Buffalo, Magnolia, Kentucky. Where's that? Nobody knows. That's where I was born. It's not the point of who you were. The point is, who do you represent? It doesn't matter how impoverished you are. What matters is you're serving a God that owns it all. And when he's given you the touch, you stand up. For there's a world out here that does not know Jesus as Lord and Savior. They only know his name in cursing. There's a world out here that doesn't believe. They can only believe when they come under conviction by the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that convicts the heart. To all preachers, to all Christians, if you talk somebody into something, there's going to be somebody else out here talking them out of it. You are touched as an individual Christian by the hand of God, the voice of God, the mercy of God, the love of God. You come under conviction that you are a sinner, that you have fallen short. And Jesus says, I've come to lift you up. All you need to say is, yes, Lord, I believe. And Jesus said, I'll take care of all the rest of it. Therefore, God says, I want you to stand and deliver, but deliver my word. You don't have to fight for me. All you got to do is use my word that I have given you. I got a whole Bible full of it. All you have to do is to take my message. I'll handle the rest. I'm allowing you, human being, to participate and be a part and of the excitement of seeing the salvation of the Lord in the heart of those you love. I would that all would be saved. Jesus, would that we would all be saved. But he says there's only one way, and whoever calls on my name will be saved. 1 Timothy 2 verse 5. For there is one God, only one. One mediator, only one. Between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. That's 1 Timothy 2 verse 5. Jesus came to seek and to save those who are lost, to bring them to him. And he established his church. That's the body of believers. That's each one of us. It's not this building. It's us. And he brings us together as his body on earth. And what did he declare for us to do? Preach my word. Tell them my story. For it is in the story of who Jesus is that we are. It is his story. 2 Timothy 4:18. And the Lord will deliver me. This is the Apostle Paul talking to his student, Timothy. Now, Timothy, pay attention, son. Paul was gruff. He was gruff and rough. But man, did he love the Lord. Man, did he love the ones the Lord had sent him. And he says, the Lord will deliver me from every evil work. Timothy, don't you worry about this. And preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. That's a long time, Brother Randy. Ever and ever is a long time. That's how much Christ loves you and me. And he calls us to service. But you got to stand up. You have to stand up to be counted. The world needs to see more Christians standing up. Now, I will say this, knowing that it brings a lot of heat. I don't care. I can handle heat. Folks, God is in control of his children and causes the child to be born. An individual who causes an abortion on anyone is guilty of murder. Mark it down. That's of God. Therefore, I love everyone that was involved trying to stop me. I have nothing against anyone. But I happen to love Jesus. I've experienced his love in my heart. So therefore, I even love a roughneck like Eddie. We're good friends. Don't you understand? That's what Jesus does to us on the inside. He touches us from within. We don't understand. I don't understand how people could love me, but I know you all do. But I do know this. God said, I want you. And he calls your name, my name. I want you to stand and deliver my word. I'll give you what to deliver. Larry, I'll tell you what to say. Lord, you want to give it to me in advance or I'll be, you know, no, because you'll mess it up. I'll give you my word. You stand, you deliver, and you say, thus saith the Lord thy God. Listen to 2 Timothy, again 4, verse 18. And the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. What a prayer. God is the glory. God is my glory. He's your glory. He's your salvation. Nothing else. You can't get educated into this. You can't, through frequent repetition, that's called habit. It's performed unconsciously due to frequent repetition. Well, I always go to church. I'm going to church. Why? Because I'm in the habit of going to church. Due to frequent repetition, unconscious act. Get away from the habit. Have a conscious action going on in your life to stand and deliver. Maybe all he calls you to do is stand and deliver yourself, to be in the presence of others, where others will see you there. And by seeing you there, God gives them a special message. Professing Christians must stand and deliver the truth. The truth hurts. Truth is rough. You ever hear somebody saying that preacher stepped all over my toes? It walked all over me. Have you ever noticed your pastor? Have you ever seen me stand still up here behind the pulpit? No, it's the word that steps on us. I keep moving as much as I possibly can because I understand something. When the Lord is giving us his message, he gets our attention. He'll touch your heart. He will step on your toes. He will allow something bad to come in your presence to wake you up to the fact of what is so good standing there right in front of you. Hear my Larry, call on me. Mark 16, verse 15. He said to them, his disciples, and a disciple is anybody that believes. A disciple is anyone who believes and accepted Christ as Lord and Savior. You are a disciple of Jesus Christ. And you know what he says for us to do? Go. Go. Go into all the world and do what? Preach the good news to all creation. Preach the gospel is the old English. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. What is the gospel of Jesus Christ? The death, the burial, and the resurrection. That is the truth. That's the gospel. That's the message. The death of Jesus on the cross. The burial of Jesus. The resurrection of Jesus. That's the truth. That's life. Death, burial, and resurrection. Be happy with that gospel because it is that gospel that has saved you. You're born again. Psalm 50, verse, second part of verse 14 to 15. Fulfill your vows. Lord, I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'll go anywhere you want me to go, Lord. Now, Lord, I might give you a few hints of where I think it'd be good. I might try to tell you sometimes. You don't have to worry about that. Lord ain't going to pay a bit of attention to you because he loves you. And you'll find out the older you get that the Lord loves us enough that he focuses his love on you as an individual child of his. Jesus says that God the Father loves me and you just as much as he loved him. That's a lot of love, isn't it? And he wants us to be successful. He wants you to be successful in your life. Success, sometimes we think that we can manipulate around. You can't. Success deals with the truth about your life. It has nothing to do with money. It has nothing to do with power. The greatest success that I have in my life is I know how to experience love. I appreciate someone to love me. I appreciate to the depth of my whole being my love for others. And in reading the book called the Bible, I found out, do you know that that's the only thing that's going to make it? Because of God's love for you and me, because of Jesus' love for us, God the Father presented us. Now remember this. God presented us as a gift to Jesus. Jesus didn't present us as a gift to God. No. God, the scripture says, gave Jesus us. Jesus said it himself. Lord, those you have given me, you promised me, would be with me in glory. So God gives us to Jesus. Jesus prays for us and dies for the sin in our life and lifts us up in the presence of God the Father. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Man, can you imagine the love? It all stems from God saying, "You're important. Now go stand in the gap for me. Go stand and deliver on my behalf what you have received from my Son." That's pure love. Here's the frightening part of all of this. Frightening of my calling. The frightening focus for each and every one of us is this. Listen to it. Amos 8, verses 8 through 12. And tell me if you don't see it already in our presence in this generation. "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the land. Not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the word of the Lord. They shall wander from sea to sea, and from north to east. They shall run to and fro, seeking the word of the Lord, but they shall not find it." Folks, that scripture is on the heart of your pastor continually. Because I do know the day is coming and soon shall be when God's word will be thrown out of the houses of worship that have his name over it. But you won't hear the word of God. You may hear some great poetry. Oh, you may get a good feeling from exciting song. You may have a speaker that delivers you a message of health and wealth and greatness, and that you should never have to endure life. But it won't be from God. For each one of us must endure the burdens of the life that God has given you and me. We must not sell out to the world. It must be the gospel of Jesus Christ that is preached and taught in the pulpits throughout the world, or it is a fake, phony, feel-good religion. I'm not religious. I'm not a very religious person at all. I don't like routine stuff. I don't like all of that. I'm personable. God said that he is a personable God. Won't you come? It's a personal relationship that you and I have with Jesus. You see, it can't be taken away. You can tear this building down. You can mark it up. We've been tagged out here even with the paint. All of that can take place, but you can't stop the worship of the church. The church is the people. The church is you and me united together in the love of Christ. But listen to the warning. Please, I'm going to read this again. Listen to it. "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord." God said, "I'll withhold my word." "They shall wander from sea to sea, from north to east. They shall run to and fro, seeking the word of the Lord, but they shall not find it." The word of God is controlled by God, not by power groups, not by human beings. The word of God goes to the heart of man, direct from the heart of God Himself, and He commands you and me, I want you to stand and deliver what I have freely given to you. Find peace, for in that peace you will know true joy. In that true joy, you will see my face. The preachers will be pulled out of the pulpits, many taken home to be with the Lord, and it will seem as a great silence until God Himself intervenes once again. Listen well to the warning of the Word of God. Listen well to the power of God's Word. Listen to the voice that will direct you throughout eternity. When I leave this body, I will be present with the Lord in the twinkling of an eye. I do know that He's given me a theme already for next year, so it looks like you're going to be stuck with me a little bit. But do you know what it is? Live in the moment. You know where that came from? God's Word. In the moment. In the twinkling of an eye. Everything that goes on in your life happens in a moment, does it not? God says, tell them the importance of the time that I've given to them. And how precious it is. For in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, it can all be over. You pray that God will have mercy on our nation, on each of us, that we will continue to hear the gospel preached. That's all that matters. Where the gospel is, Christ is. Where Christ is, no evil will enter and control. That's the Word of God, and it don't get better than that. Let's pray. Father, we thank You, dear Lord God, for the blessings of life, the joy of salvation, the strength that only You can give us. Lord, there are so many that are hurting. So many, Father, that don't know You. And so many that are trying to stop Your Word, Father. They're trying to keep Your Word from going out. We turn it over to You, Lord, because we don't know how to fight it. But we know that You don't need to fight. You just speak, and it is. Thank You, Father, for grace, for the mercy, for the joy, for the truth. Father, thank You for the fear that all Your children will have, the fear of not getting to hear Your Word again. Father, it is a blessing to even imagine how that could happen. But the greater blessing is that You said there will always be Your servant somewhere. And one day again, after You close their mouth, You will open it. Have mercy, Father. For we in the United States of America have sinned greatly against You. You have given us the greatest nation that's ever been known in history. And we've squandered its wealth. We've turned away from Your Word. We have counted as no importance the strength of salvation and the love of Your heart. We come to You now asking for mercy, asking for Your blessing on each and every one that is present. Touch each family that is listening, each that is present. Give them that love that only can come from You. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. During a time of invitation, An invitation is an opportunity for you to be able to make a commitment to Christ in whatever direction He's calling you. Allow it to be. Let His love come in. If you are here and you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, or you're still listening, you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, I invite you to let Him come in. He'll clean you up real good. That's the Savior.